NASCAR settles the lawsuit and the trial is over. But did it really need to happen? I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad we can now put this NASCAR antitrust lawsuit in the rearview camera and put as much distance between it and the beginning of next season as we can. But right now, I'm also left with the feeling when you look at the settlement that was reached between the sanctioning body and the two plaintiffs, 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports, why in the world did it need to go this far? Why could this have not been negotiated quietly behind the scenes before lawyers put us on a crash course for a court case? The major sticking point all along was making the Cup Series charters permanent. There were some in NASCAR who would have gone along with that, but heavy hitters at the top of the organization were vehemently against it. NASCAR was unwilling as well to give teams income from several other sources and give them more of a say in big decisions that would affect them. Yet after the settlement was reached, the charters are now permanent, or in their terminology, evergreen. The teams get a piece of the pie from the international TV deal, a few extra dollars from any other outside sources, and a seat at the table when the sport's future could be affected. NASCAR will continue to govern the sport and make the rules, and that's a good thing, but there was no need to put that at risk by taking such a hard line. Financial information was revealed. All involved would have preferred not to be made public, and insulting emails from NASCAR executives would have remained secret conversations. Maybe this had to happen to reset the relationship, taking away a little bit of NASCAR's power, and for the first time, making the teams more partners than adversaries. Maybe now everybody can get in the same boat and row in the same direction, and we can get back to talking about what's happening on the track, not off it. PRN's Garage Pass. Not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.